This is Made in Montana News on the Treasure State Radio Network. I'm Jay Scott. A first-of-its-kind study by the University of Montana investigated the motivations of people who serve on the front lines of democracy and found public service is a top reason for poll workers to sign up. Published in the current issue of the Public Administration Quarterly, the study was conducted by UM faculty member Christina Barsky. Barsky said she started working with the Missoula County Elections Office in 2019 and became interested in the public servants who give their time to make democracy work, often for little or no pay. Most workers are older, she said. 53% of election workers are 61 or over in 2016. Additionally, 65% of election jurisdictions come from the same survey. Some 91% rated duty as a citizen as an important factor in serving as a poll worker, 62% as very important, and 29% as somewhat important. Social engagement is also a motivator, according to the survey. Poll workers also want to earn extra money, according to the results. Some 51% rated compensation as an important factor, 22 said very important, and 29 said somewhat important. The one outcome Garsky said was worth highlighting and applies not only to Arizona and Montana, but across the country. Quote, for so long, in thinking through public service and the role of folks in elections play, we sort of poo-pooed their role that money matters. But she said groceries have gone up, gas has gone up, and since most of the poll workers are older, many might be living on fixed incomes, so pay can't be overlooked as a factor. Alan Supras of New York appeared in Gallatin County Justice Court on Monday for deceptive practices. According to police records, the 43-year-old Supras fraudulently purchased items from several Bozeman businessmen last week. The price range for some of the items was between $2,000 to over $15,000. The total loss from businesses Bob Ward and the last windup was over $57,000. In observance of National Law Day, the Montana Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments at Montana State University on the appeal of a deliberate homicide conviction that resulted in a 100-year sentence without the possibility of parole for a Polson woman in 2021. The arguments pertain to the case of Danielle Wood, who was incarcerated in the Montana Women's Prison in Billings for killing Thompson Falls resident Matt LaFenrie in 2018. Wood was accused of shooting him three times with a .38 caliber revolver and using a burner cell phone to divert suspicion from herself. She was convicted after an 11-day jury trial. There are two issues before the Montana Supreme Court. First, the state relied on expert testimony regarding Wood's cell phone location when she was using a Trax phone, a type of burner or prepaid cell phone. Wood objected to the evidence, and the court will have to determine if the expert's testimony is reliable. Second, Wood was charged with both deliberate homicide and accountability for deliberate homicide. Because the state never named an accomplice, but instead argued that Wood personally killed LaFreniere, the court will determine whether the jury should have been instructed on accountability. Filings for the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA, are down more than 38% nationally, and less than 25% of Montana high school seniors completed the form as of April 5th. Montana's completion rates for the newly rolled out FAFSA are down 35% compared to this time last year, and in-state universities are unsure if the decline in aid packages will lead to a dip in enrollment. There have been some major hiccups with this year's rollout of the simplified FAFSA form. One challenge is that the application opened on December 31st. This is months later than usual. The change leaves students with less time to complete the form. The Department of Education uses the FAFSA to calculate the aid a student needs to attend college. The University of Montana receives this information from the department several months later than usual, and some of the information was not right. So far, 27% of the FAFSAs sent to UM will have to be recalculated. The number one way the university predicts if students will attend the university is if they have submitted the FAFSA. The problem with the rollout of the new form has led UM to declare its decision day now June 1st instead of May 1st. The impact of lower completion rates at Montana State University is also uncertain. If you need to hear this report again, please check our Treasure State Radio or KGRTDB webpages. Made in Montana News is podcast worldwide, with listeners in now 53 U.S. states and Canadian provinces, 3 North American nations, and 33 countries on 6 continents. We also post expanded versions of our stories on Facebook. Made in Montana News is heard on the Treasure State Radio Network, including KMEH, 100.1 FM in Helena, Elkhorn Mountains Radio in Jefferson County, Homegrown Radio in Bozeman, King West Radio in Billings, Rescast Radio on the Fort Peck Reservation, PIVA Radio of the Northern Cheyenne Nation, and Crow Res Radio of the Crow Nation. That's Made in Montana News. I'm Jay Scott. This is the Treasure State Radio Network.